Love, Etc. by Julian Barnes. Read by Stephen Pacey, Claire Higgins and Alex Jennings. Chapter 1. I Remember You. Hello. We've met before. Stuart. Stuart Hughes. Yes, I am sure. Positive. About 10 years ago. It's all right. It happens. You don't have to pretend. But the point is, I remember you. I remember you. I'd hardly forget, would I? A bit over 10 years, now I come to think of it. Well, I've changed, sure. This is all grey for a start. Can't even call it pepper and salt anymore, can I? Oh, and by the way, you've changed, too. You probably think you're pretty much the same as you were back then. Believe me, you aren't.
What's that companionable warble from the neighbouring wank pit? That snuffle and stamp from the padded loose box? Could it be my dear, my old, old, as in the sense of former, friend Stuart? I remember you. How very Stuart. He is so old, so former-fashioned, that he likes naff songs which actually predate him. I mean, it's one thing to be hung up on cheap music, synchronous with the primal engorgement of your own libidinous organs, be it Randy Newman or Luigi Nono, but to be hung up on the sun-lounger sing-alongeries of a previous generation, that's so very, so touchingly Stuart, don't you find? Lose that puzzled expression. Frank Ifield, I remember you. Or rather, I remember you. You're the one that made my dreams come true. Yes? 1962, the Australian yodeler in the sheepskin car coat. Indeed, indeedy-doo-oo. And what a